Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great nation with some great news. Things working the way they're supposed to work. People actually getting together and reducing the possible devastation of that horrible, horrible attack on the New York subways that we were talking about yesterday. The Brooklyn shooter apprehended just an hour ago or so. His name is Frank James. The mayor of the city of New York feeling great relief, like I think everybody in New York, everybody with loved ones in New York. Yes, we have a daughter who lives in New York City. And it is a great, great piece of news for people who take the subway, and everyone in New York takes the subway. It's not like the mass transit built more recently that we have in many major cities, which are underused, which are not full most of the time. New York, basically ridership had gone down. It will be probably very reassuring to people and allow ridership to go back up now that Frank James is apprehended. The mayor of New York City, Mayor Adams, had this to say, and this is a sort of made-to-order headline for the New York Post or the New York Daily News, any of the tabloids in New York City. Just three words. Mayor Adams, listen.
My fellow New Yorkers, we got him. We got him. I cannot thank the men and women of the New York City Police Department enough, as well as our federal agents, our state police, our first responders, from the 9/11 operators to the various men and women from our medical professions. We got him. They said to New Yorkers, we're going to protect the people of this city and apprehend those who believe they can bring terror to everyday New Yorkers. And I want to thank everyday New Yorkers who called in tips, who responded, who helped those passengers who were injured. 33 shots, but less than 30 hours later, we're able to say, we got him. Thank you, Commissioner, for your leadership and job well done.
That's the new police commissioner he's talking about. Her name is Keechent L. Sewell, and she was a selection, an appointee by former police lieutenant Eric Adams, the mayor of New York City. Look, this is a good moment, and it's remarkable. It shows the kind of performance by governmental institutions, by our police, which are the most important of all governmental institutions. No, really they are. The one that you count on when you are most in danger, when you are most at risk, when you are most desperate, you count on the police. And they came through. this is amazing. The suspect who is being arrested, being charged with crimes that will lead to life in prison if he is convicted on all charges. And that's a good thing. This is a guy who has a very lengthy past criminal record in many states all across the country, and also a very troublesome mental health record, which we'll go through on the details. This is what the Commissioner of Police, Keechent Sewell, had to say this morning at the press conference that just concluded. Listen.
Moments ago, Frank Robert James was stopped on the street and arrested by members of the New York City Police Department. Officers, in response to a Crime Stoppers tip, stopped Mr. James at 1:42 p.m. at the corner of St. Mark's Place and First Avenue in Manhattan. He was taken into custody without incident and has been transported to an NYPD facility. He will be charged with committing yesterday's appalling crime in Brooklyn. I want to commend all of the investigators and analysts who took part in this all-hands-on-deck investigation. Literally, hundreds of NYPD detectives worked doggedly during the last 30 hours to bring this together. They did so in tandem with a vast number of our law enforcement partners, including those from the FBI-NYPD Joint Terrorism Task Force, the ATF-NYPD Crime Gun Intelligence Center, and the regional task force led by the United States Marshal Service. We hope this arrest brings some solace to the victims and the people of the city of New York. We used every resource at our disposal to gather and process significant evidence that directly links Mr. James to the shooting. We were able to shrink his world quickly. There was nowhere left for him to run.
And then the chief of detectives for the NYPD, James W. Essig, giving some of the details of this arrest that was made just an hour and 15 minutes before we went on the air. Amazing. Listen to Chief Essig.
Mr. James is a male, 62 years old. He is known to us and has ties in Wisconsin, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and New York City. His arrest history in New York is 9 prior arrests dating from 1992 to 1998. Those include possession of burglary tools 4 times, criminal sex act, theft of service 2 times. He was arrested on a New Jersey warrant. He also has a criminal tampering. He has 3 arrests in New Jersey in 1991, 1992, and 2007. They are for trespass, larceny, and disorderly conduct.
Okay. We talked about this yesterday. And, of course, it was obvious. Everybody knew this. But this is not a TV cop show, as people warned. We'll get to that in a moment. More from Chief Essig. Listen.
So, yesterday, we recovered video of him prior to the incident entering the Kings Highway subway station. He has the same black cart that he is later recovered on the crime scene. This station is 3 blocks from where we recovered the U-Haul truck that he rented in Philadelphia. The key to that truck was recovered at the crime scene. This jacket, the distinctive orange jacket, was also recovered, as well as his construction helmet he was wearing, and we recovered that in a garbage bin in transit. We believe, but this is still early in the investigation, that after firing his weapon 33 times at innocent New York City subway riders, Mr. James boarded an R train that had pulled into the station, went one stop up, and exited at 25th Street Station. We also have a picture of that. The gun used in this, a 9mm Glock, which was recovered at this crime scene, was purchased by Mr. James in 2011 in Ohio. We tracked Mr. James, and his last known whereabouts was 7th Avenue and 9th Street in Park Slope, entering the subway. Minutes ago, thankfully,
okay,
NYPD patrol officers from the 9th Precinct responded to St. Mark's and 1st Avenue, where they apprehended him without incident.
Okay, congratulations to them. Congratulations to us as Americans. There are so many obvious lessons here. And the fact that it was so predictable when you heard about the nature of the crime, you knew what the guy was going to be. You knew what he was going to be. And this has nothing to do with his background or his ethnicity or anything of that kind, of course. It has to do with the fact that he is a career criminal. The question is, how is it we allow someone like this to have this prodigious, profligate arrest record and to wander around among us and among our children? More, including some of the videos he has posted. That is the suspect here. We'll get to that and much more on the MedVet Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is all amazing, and just talking to Jeremy Steiner, Pride of Hillsdale College, my longtime producer, during the break here, what's amazing is there were lots of people who came on yesterday, and lots of commentators who came on, and they said regarding this New York incident and the search for Frank James, the apparent shooter, that You should have to remember this wasn't a police show on TV. It wasn't a dramatization. And typically in that kind of show, what they do is they make a drama. So they take a bunch of extremely meticulous, very difficult work, and they shrink it all down so it fits in an hour. And or maybe in some cases a half hour and then on to the next episode. But what the number of people were saying is don't expect this to be solved. Don't expect them to apprehend him. You're talking about the biggest city in the country. You're talking about a guy who made a pretty clean getaway. Apparently he got into another train, another subway train, the R train, and just took off like other innocent victims did. He's not an innocent victim, but like others did who were innocent victims, and just took off and left the scene. And so how do you get him? And one of the things that this shows, and it was just great to see the people, the police commissioner and the head of the detectives and the mayor of the city and all of the personnel who are involved in this, feeling a sense of triumph and vindication. And let me just say this. Anybody think in the light of this incident and the way that it's been handled in the last 30 hours, does anyone think that you still want to defund the police? Can I tell you, anyone who has ever, for 10 minutes been associated with defund the police and doesn't have a complete, abject, and eloquent apology or explanation doesn't deserve any support for any job anywhere near responsibility, not in government, not in education, not anywhere. This is such a clear demonstration of what we owe to people who dedicate their lives to law enforcement. People like James R. Fitzgerald we had on yesterday from the FBI, 20 years with the FBI. I mean, the idea that police, who generally have been for many, many years the most respected, among the most respected professions, the most respected profession of all is nursing. But that should be a little bit more recognized than it was before this last sequence of events. First of all, thank you to God for 33 shots fired in the subway. They've documented that now. They counted, they looked at it by his Glock, and no one died. This is remarkable and incredibly fortunate, and maybe sending us a little bit of reassurance at a time when our country really, really could use it. We have the New York prosecutor on a prosecuting attorney on the charges that are going to be brought against Mr. James. Listen.
Yesterday was a dark day for all of us, but the bright spots of the incredible heroism of our fellow New Yorkers helping each other in a time of crisis, the quick response by our first responders, and the hard work by all of our law enforcement partners that has been ongoing is truly a bright spot here. Today, Frank James has been charged by complaint in Brooklyn Federal Court with one count of violating 18 U.S.C. sections 1992A7 and B1, which prohibits terrorist and other violent attacks against mass transportation systems. He has been apprehended. He will be arraigned in federal court in Brooklyn, and if convicted, he will face a sentence of up to life imprisonment. My office is prepared to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that on April 12, 2022, in Sunset Park, Brooklyn, in the Eastern District of New York, Frank James did knowingly and without lawful authority and permission commit an act, including the use of a dangerous weapon, with the intent to cause death and serious bodily injury to passengers and MTA employees on the New York City subway system.
Okay, federal investigators have found out that the gun used in the shooting was purchased by James at a pawn shop from a licensed firearms dealer, and that was in Columbus, Ohio in 2011. Now, that's something that is working. Isn't that appropriate? If you are going to gain access to that deadly weapon or to a deadly weapon, that there be a record of its sale. It's why cracking down on illegal gun sales, and again, he as a felon in various states with this prolific arrest record, one of the questions that I would have, and I want to play some of the postings he has done. He has his own YouTube channel. Can you believe that? Do you know what the YouTube channel is? It's Prophet of Truth 88. Now, I immediately see that, and the number 88, right? You know what it's supposed to symbolize, what it's supposed to evoke. The eighth letter of the alphabet is H. And 88 is a magic number for Nazis. Stands for Heil Hitler. Now, again, what is Prophet of Truth? If somebody, by the way, knows what that means or what it refers to, or you're a follower of Frank James, I hope not, you can let us know. 1-800-955-1776. He had a video that is, it's truly amazing that people like this do live among us unimpeded, which is one of the reasons that that old idea of three strikes you're out that everybody seems to have given up on. This guy had about 20 strikes. I mean, serious problems with the law. And how does someone like this live? And I think this is going to be a job for journalism and further criminal investigation. And it's one of those reasons that we've spoken before about that terrific acknowledgement here based on statistics in Seattle. Homeless encampments have a great and direct connection with criminality, with violence, with the deterioration of neighborhoods, with the breakdown of safety. They do. And we have some guests on from Texas. Judge Earl Glock is one of them. And this is not a joke. This is a serious policy that other parts of the country can begin to take a look at to reduce the violence associated with encampments. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Russian invasion of Ukraine could disrupt food prices, especially wheat and fertilizer. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres calls for a lifting of unnecessary sanctions and aid to nations affected by hunger.
As many as 1.7 billion people, one third of whom are already living in poverty, are now highly exposed to disruptions in food, energy, and finance systems that are triggering increases in poverty and hunger.
The NYPD is announcing they've arrested New York subway shooting suspect Frank James. James allegedly releasing smoke bombs and firing 33 times on Tuesday in a subway station. Videos posted online show political and racial rants against white people and Asian Americans by James. USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
There's more, and on the Michael Medved show, less than 2 hours, and it's much less than 2 hours, actually, since they arrested the apparent perpetrator of a really horrific crime, shooting at strangers with the aim of killing them after you've exploded a smoke grenade on the subway in New York. Frank James will be charged, this just breaking from the Wall Street Journal, with a terroristic act on mass transit and faces life in prison, federal prosecutors said. Mr. James traveled across state lines to commit his offenses, according to prosecutors. That doesn't help his case. The mayor of New York, who, I mean, isn't it a great thing to have a cop, and a very successful cop with a good and strong record, as Eric Adams has, to have a cop as mayor of a big city? The mayor said, his honor, when you bring a smoke bomb, when you bring an automatic weapon, when you wear a gas mask in a very methodical way, you injure and attempt to harm innocent New Yorkers. That is terror. So said Mayor Eric Adams. This is from his YouTube channel, and I can't say I had ever heard of it before, but there are a few YouTube channels out there. His YouTube channel is called Prophet of Truth 88. And I mentioned that usually when you see the number 88 and you're dealing with somebody who's committed a terrorist act and wants to kill people, the 88 is a reference to Heil Hitler. I don't know what the 88 means here. I mean, hard to believe it means that, but listen for yourself. This is some comments on from a video he uploaded March 1st, about 6 weeks ago. Yeah. And here is what Frank James had to say about current events regarding Russia and China. Clip one.
Which is what just happened over in Ukraine. And they keep mentioning the potential of World War III. Well, no, we're already in World War III. Putin can do whatever he wants to do to Ukrainian people. He's killing babies, old women. He's bombing nurseries. Why? Because he's got the bomb. He's got 4,000 nuclear bombs. They don't want that. We don't, America don't know. No, nobody else wants that smoke. And then he's hooked up with China. That's hypersonic missiles. Missiles that go five to seven times the speed of sound. That's what China got. It has in its arsenal. And they're backing Putin up. Sanctions. Oh, we want sanctions.
I don't think he takes the sanctions that seriously. And, again, he's obviously interested in public affairs. Who knows? Maybe he's a talk radio listener. He, however, has a very dim view of the founding of the country that has kept him alive and that he's lived in all these years of his life, 62 years old. This is Frank James, a suspect in a terrorist act, criticizing America's founding. Listen.
America, the United States, is a criminal act from beginning to end. It was started from a crime. The genocide of the indigenous people, the enslavement of the African people. How can you have anything lasting and decent out of that? How is that possible?
And that's a question, actually. How is that possible? I'd like to send him my book, 10 Big Lies About America. Those are the two biggest lies about America, that America's founded on the genocide against Native Americans and the stolen labor of African Americans. And then here is what Frank James has to say about when you commit a crime.
When you commit a crime, you break one of man's laws, you have to pay for that. And you can say, well, gee, I didn't know that was a crime. Gee, I killed that guy, but I had no murder. Murder was a crime, really? The judge said, yes, sir, murder's a crime. And whether you knew it was a crime or not, you got to pay for that. Because you broke the law. You broke one of man's law, and you got to pay.
And, again, this is, when you listen to what he's saying, he's obviously interested in ideas. He, we'll find out more about his background, but I think it's important that we do. He was picked up right near in the East Village near McDonald's, which brings up the fact that this is a well-fed gentleman. Take a look at the pictures. How does he eat? This is a guy with a deep, deep history of emotional disturbance, a deep criminal history. Doesn't seem to have any kind of permanent or even stable home place. So where's the cost of his food, his shelter, his clothing, his Glock that he bought from a pawn shop? Where's that come from? He was said to have a past criminal record in New Jersey that includes 3 arrests on charges related to petty larceny and disorderly conduct. In 2007, trespassing going back to 1992, other charges in Wisconsin, in Ohio, in New York, in Philadelphia. He has no history, the report is, that is on par with the violence he's suspected of in Tuesday's attack, of which officials are aware of at this point. There may be more. Probably is. Part of James' criminal history included making terroristic threats, that's in quotes, according to many sources, but investigators said the threats were similar to ones commonly made by those who are emotionally disturbed. And you hear this, and you think about this, and it so clearly highlights what is the biggest failure in policy in recent U.S. history, which has to do with the tens of thousands of people who absolutely need some psychiatric intervention and need some restrictions based upon the chaos and the disorder and the danger that they propose for their other citizens. I mean, there was, you hear the stories of the people who are caught on that subway where he exploded the smoke bomb and he had his gas mask. And apparently the first thing he said, a number of witnesses said this, they don't have it on tape, I don't believe, before he started shooting and he just exploded the smoke bomb, he said, "Oops, I made a mistake." This isn't a mistake. It's as he says, this is a crime. And it is a profoundly serious crime. Then there's more. And as this comes in, I think it will be fascinating. The angry rants surface of person of interest in subway shooting. And these are all quotes from his YouTube channel. "I should have gotten a gun and just started shooting the MFers." And then he also said in one video attributed to James, he said, "We should be exterminated, really exterminated." That brings us back to that 88, Prophet of Truth 88. In another of his videos called Domesticated Averages, James is heard saying, "That's why it's so important to think about what you're going to do before you do it. Let's not forget, I've been through a lot of S where I could say I wanted to kill people. I wanted to watch people die right in front of my blanking face immediately. Fortunately, that didn't happen." We'll be right back. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
On the Michael Medved show, talking about the arrest of Frank James. And, of course, I'm sure there are many people out there who follow stories of the Old West and the very famous outlaw, bank robber, Confederate sympathizer, James. And Frank James was his brother and part of that gang. I don't think there's any connection with this Frank James. We will find out more about him. The rants that he contributed to his YouTube channel should have definitely gotten the attention of people who are supposed to be monitoring that situation. Apparently, he did have an interview with the FBI based upon some of his comments that he put out to the public. The video he uploaded on March 1st of this year, so just a couple of weeks ago, it was called "I Told You So." He begins a video with various clips from local news stations in New York reporting crimes in the subway. The violent crimes include a man with a cane beating an elderly woman on the subway stairs, and a clip of a man, you'll pardon me, smearing feces on a woman's face on the train platform. This is not a way to recruit ridership. "I blanking told you so," James said in response to the clips. That was just last night. Monday night, a whole bunch of S popped off over the weekend. James' video then showed a clip of New York Mayor Eric Adams being questioned about subway crime and homeless people. James then begins his monologue with a large screen behind him featuring 12 photos of unnamed people James refers to as people that was supposed to be helping me. James claimed that Adams, the mayor, and the people displayed on the screen contributed to his mental health problems. And others in the city stating that they aren't working to help the mentally ill because they're only for themselves. He criticized Mayor Adams, saying those are the people Adams sent to help the homeless and the mentally ill. Quote, "These are the people that were supposed to be helping me," James said while pointing at the screen. "They made me worse. They blanking made me worse. They made me more dangerous than anybody could ever blanking imagine." James mentioned he was a mental health patient at one of the New York area behavioral health clinics and claimed that after going there for help, he left with more issues. Although James doesn't go into detail about his treatment at the facility. He claims it changed him for the worse. Quote, when I went in there, I was a nice person. I wanted to help people. When I left out there, I wanted to kill everything in sight. I was planning to kill everything I saw based on how I was treated by these. And then he uses a B word, a B word for a female dog. After viewing James' videos, NYPD said they were increasing security for Mayor Adams in an abundance of caution. While police haven't confirmed if James was actually the one to pull the trigger in the subway, the manhunt for him is on the way. They have confirmed that he was the gunman, and about where he got on the train and the train that he got off on. James has addresses in Philadelphia and Wisconsin, authorities announced on Tuesday evening. Anyone with information is asked to call the NYPD Crime Stoppers, and apparently that's how they got him, was some public-spirited citizen actually called up. Now, at one point they were offering a $50,000 reward for anyone who gave information that could lead to an apprehension. And I don't know if they are going to identify whether it was one person who gave them the information where they had seen James, apparently wearing the same outfit he was wearing on the subway. Look, one of the things that is very difficult is that I know that people who care deeply about homeless advocacy and who argue for it come forward and basically talk about you have a basic human right, you have a basic human... Today, I was... I had to go down for a doctor's appointment to downtown, and the number of tents everywhere and right along the freeway and the graffiti and the general sense of decay that unfortunately has infected this really very wonderful city is appalling. And of course it's based on compassion. And you can imagine somewhere the 62-year-old Frank James probably has brothers or sisters, maybe even a surviving mother or father. And one can only guess that they have tried to help someone like this, who has done some time in jail, who clearly is spending a great deal of time editing his YouTube channel. I mean, his YouTube channel... Jeremy, has anybody said how many followers he has? How many subscribers for his YouTube channel? I mean, there's nothing about kittens in it, apparently, but the idea that it is compassionate for someone like Frank James to allow him to participate in the welfare system, as he obviously is doing, and that's how he is surviving in New York, without restraining some of his behavior. And the idea that this is a basic right, that is something we're going to be talking about later with this idea of housing first. One of the things that has happened, and we mentioned this yesterday on the air, is this Cicero Institute in Texas has been drafting model laws that have now been adopted, I believe, in 8 states so far, that would actually cut off funding to homeless programs in states that allowed continued growth and continued proliferation with no limitation of homeless encampments. Is there any evidence yet that Frank James lived in a homeless encampment? It's unclear where he lived. They said the last address that was associated with him is Park Slope in Brooklyn, I believe, which is not not a place that he would have any normal way of actually inhabiting. We're going to be talking about all of these issues, but particularly the issue of free speech. Because right now, it's Republicans who are being accused of trying to destroy free speech in this country because of some bills like the bill associated with Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, that is the parental rights bill that says, no, he can't do stuff like what we read you yesterday about the situation in New Jersey. That is wildly inappropriate. This is curricula for first graders and second graders. In the Florida law, they even are preventing it against kindergartners. Kindergartners shouldn't be led at that age to begin to question and have deep thoughts about their gender identity. And to do that, it seems to me, is not to eliminate free speech. It's to kind of curricula are appropriate to teach in public schools, which is supported by taxpayers, obviously. David French is somebody who's worked for the Alliance defending freedom of speech, particularly religious speech. But he's concerned because there seems to be some indication that conservatives, who at one point were known to be defenders of freedom of speech, particularly on college campuses where everything is so monochromatic and you only tend to get one point of view. Why is it suddenly so many conservatives are on the side of restricting free speech? We will get to that. We will get to the model laws on homelessness that blow apart the idea that it's housing first, that homelessness is really not a question of psychiatric or drug abuse. It's all a question of just building more houses. Is that really the solution? That and much more coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about Vine-to-Bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouth-watering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine-to-Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold ship to your door is Vine-to-Bar. Vine-to-Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.